I select my thinking menus wisely. That's the kind of illumination that I have. My illumination is, I select my thinking menus wisely. We're known by the people we associate with. This is what we have said to ourselves time and time again throughout all of our lives. Our parents have taught us this. Society teaches us this. Philosophy teaches us this. Psychology teaches this to us in every wonderful way. I select my thinking menus wisely. We're reading a great deal about China these days and how exponentially it is growing so fantastically, so gloriously, so grandly. And whether we like it or not, it is associating with the rest of the world. It's associating with Europe. It's associating with America. It's associating with all the countries of the world. And it is known by the people it associates with. Now, China would like to be part of the world program, but it doesn't really care. China is China. It is so big, so grand, so many people. It is so wealthy. It is it's just the richest place you can imagine. And in the very near future, it'll be the leading financial world country in the world. Presently, it's the leading population people of the world. It's got everything going for it. Now, there's a lot of unhappiness in China. There's a lot of growth experiences, as there would be in any family, in any home, in any country, in any nation. But what do we have the opportunity to do? We have the opportunity to know that as a person thinks in their heart, as we think in our mind, that's the type of thing we'll be having. Now, are we looking at China using wisdom in all its growth programs? Or are we running it down because it has a snag here and there? Are we seeing the overall picture of China? This is our creation. Are we creating it? Are we creating China as a nation? Are we creating China as a country that is good and beautiful and wonderful, that will be a blessing to all the world? Are we creating China that has principles, and the principles are the same for nations throughout the world? Are we creating this big, wonderful organization called China, a lovely, happy place to be, a lovely, happy place for people to live, with medical services for its people, with all the good things? It'll have the little problems that come along with it too. But when we see it as knowing exactly what the right thing to do, not that what it knew what it should do, not that it was trained in what it should do, because it didn't have that training. It had a quick growth period. So we just see in China that they know intuitively the finest and best thing for them to do, for them to be a member of the world nations, for them to be an outstanding country in this world. We see them listening within their own inner indwelling heart and knowing the finest and the best thing. I select my thinking menus wisely, and so now I select my thinking menus about China wisely. And I see China as doing some absolutely wonderful attitudes toward the world. Now, because I am a Democrat, because I am a democratic nation, because I am a country which believes that it is the people's country, not the politician's country, so I believe that it is the people's country in China. I believe it is the people's country in China. Now, I see this in my life. Now, why should I concern myself with this? Because I already live in a marvelous nation that is doing everything in a good direction. Stumbling here and there, but doing everything in a good direction. I see China that way because I am known by the people I associate with. And I associate with China. and I see it as a wonderful, beautiful, cooperative, supportive nation interested in the welfare of itself and all the world as a harmonious thing, not manipulation and control, but as a harmonious thing. That's who I see it as. I see the President of the United States, the finest person in the world to govern our country with the best interests of the nation in mind, with the best interests of the government of the United States in mind. That's who I see. I see my father and I see my mother as fantastic. And they're on my thinking menu very wonderfully. And I see them doing everything which is making for a happy, wonderful world for me and for them. And I see me. I see me selecting from the menu that my mother and father provided for me out of the wiseness of their heart to live a beautiful, good, and wholesome life. Yes, I am the living example. I am the living menu of the life that I feel is precious and good and beautiful. I am the living menu of all that is good and beautiful, of all that is magnificent, of all that is fantastic. And I select my thinking menus very wisely. So I select my personal family very wisely. When I think about my father, I think of him as the finest father in the world, the most magnificent man that ever lived. When I think of my mother, I think of her as the ideal mother, the ideal wife, the ideal person, the ideal being, the most wonderful that ever lived. When I think of my brothers and sisters, I think of the same thing. When I think of myself, I think of the same thing. I select my thinking menu wisely. And my thinking menu says that I have a grand and glorious family. My thinking menu tells me that I have wonderful parents. My thinking menu tells me I live in a wonderful country. I love my country. I stand behind my nation. I know that the government of the people, by the people, for the people, this government shall always exist because it is what I have in my mind. I live in a world where I select my thinking menus wisely because I have a large selection to select from. I select every person in my life, as I always have, from the finest quality person that my mind can conceive. I select every boy and girl, every mother and father, every friend, every associate, everyone in my world, from the glorious storehouse of purity and goodness. Not that we want to be our neighbor's keeper, not that we want to be our brother's keeper, not that we want to tell the world how to live itself, but we see all the world living in harmony with itself. We see everyone on earth knowing that all is in divine order for them and all the rest of the world. And as I see all the world in divine order with itself, I have to be in divine order with myself. And so I select my thinking menus wisely of my divinity, of my wholeness, of my magic, of my wonder. Yes, I have the privilege of selecting my thinking menus very wisely. And all the world selects their thinking menus very wisely. And all the world works in absolute right action, in divine right order right now. All the world. All the world responds to each other as a reflection of themselves. And each sees the other as good and very good, knowing that the other is responding to all that is good and beautiful in their wonderful world. And it is so. It is so, because I am the creator of my world. I am the one who selects the menus of my life. And I am the one who selects the friends and creates the friends and creates the reflection in my life of what I am and what all is in my life. I'm divine, and so are you. All the world is divine, and they know it, and I know it, and it is so right now and forevermore. Illumination. I select my thinking menus wisely, and my thinking menus bring to me, out of my thought, out of my wisdom, all divine right order now and always. Have a lovely day. Let your thinking menu select your way. I love you.